Good day, this is John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio Blog, Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Well, today we're talking about pharma fraud, and frankly, I've been having trouble, technical difficulties with the service here, that Blog Talk Radio, I'm not being able to upload my programs. This has been going on for a couple months, but it seems to get worse. I've complained to them, and they, you know, said to try to use another browser. So I tried doing that, and it still didn't help. And delayed almost an hour trying to just get the program up today. And it might be because of the things that I talk about. I don't know. There's a lot of suppression of information going on the internet. But today we're talking about pharma fraud. At lunch with a dozen former classmates a while back, I was the only one not taking any pharma medicine. Nearly two-thirds of the U.S. population is on some type of routine chemical meds that suppress or redirect symptoms, yet do not correct the underlying condition or conditions. Many pharmaceuticals seriously interfere with proper biological functioning. Most are a mix of chemical and biological components that include highly toxic ingredients, especially vaccines, which are contaminated with heavy metals and other chemicals that poison the body and brain. Most of the population has been convinced to accept the idea of medical immunization, especially of children, as both necessary and required. What is the real motive of the annual promotion of childhood vaccinations for school and flu shots for all ages? This propaganda represents an intentional agenda. The cabal of powers that be, described at TickTricks.com, if you want to read about it, want to make vaccinations compulsory, which have been engineered on purpose for population reduction. I have an article on vaccines, by the way, at SurviveTheChanges.com. I'll look for the link when you get there, and check that out, because it's, in my opinion, and it's a very detailed and complex situation, but it's something that I've been researching for over 40 years. There's a lot of information that you want to know about before proceeding with vaccination of anybody. Children are pumped with vaccines from infancy, which often contain both living and dead viruses, some of them genetically altered, as well as toxic chemicals. These formulations usually have poisonous fluoride in them, plus the toxic metals mercury and aluminum, chemical poisons that can lessen intelligence, reduce fertility, create terrible health problems like autism, and shorten life. Many of the hundreds of millions of people taking meds are on multiple prescriptions. As these are recycled in our water supply, nearly everyone is affected. These poisons create many more health problems and lower intelligence. Combining the medicines with other public poisons, and visit publicpoisons.com to learn about those, including fluoride and chlorine added to our city water, toxic climate engineering aerosols being sprayed in the atmosphere. You can see the planes at work. If not every day, but several days a week in your skies where you live. Genetically modified crops, GMOs, with toxic glyphosate herbicide used with them, and many other crops now too. Excessive radiation still streaming from Fukushima, Japan, and leaking from many other nuclear sites. And harmful frequencies of cell phones, Wi-Fi, and the new 5G network being rolled out, which we hope to get stopped or, you know, corrected before it's rolled out, but it's very, very harmful coming. All life on our planet is threatened by these overwhelming harmful influences. Is it any wonder that conditions such as autism, cancer, dementia, MS, that's multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and more are now so common. We have been brainwashed by fraud, a mythology of medical treatment for ailments. The side effects of one med leads to the prescription of another and more poisoning. That serves the world's elitists by keeping people less smart, distracting them by preoccupation with their health problems, and robbing them of their earnings to pay for what the trained and authorized professional pushers tell them they need. Our health is really determined by what happens in the cells of the body. If they are deficient in nutrients, stressed and impaired by toxins, they cannot perform properly, and health may be poor. On the other hand, if the cells have all that they need to produce energy and not too much toxins and stress, health is likely to be good. The keys of natural health are: 1. Detoxify the toxins from poor digestion, imbalanced metabolism, and public poisons, such as these pharmaceutical medicines, avoiding exposure as much as possible. 2. Nourish the body with life-supporting organic foods, superfoods, organic such as organic milk, flaxseed, and others, high-quality herbs, antioxidants, alkalization, extra oxygen, and pure water. Relax stress, 3, and tension while cultivating a positive attitude of wellness. And 4, exercise with aerobics and move the lymph fluid and strengthen the heart as well as fitness training. Routine pharma meds will not make you healthy. On the contrary, they will make you less well, less able to be healthy in the future, and more likely to be dead before you would be without them. Overcome the blacklisting and suppression of this information by spreading the message. At lunch, as I said, with my friends, I found out that they all take medicine. I don't. I've been working on this for over 40 years. At the end of 1978, I completed and published the book Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, A Handbook of Natural Health, which was among the popular books of the expanding natural health movement. The information was new to most people then. Those of us into natural living, recycling, organic foods, and gardening were considered eccentric by others. However, we were exhibiting a growing wisdom that continued in other modalities of holistic healing that is still expanding today. Nutrition, Health, and Harmony explains the principles of natural health and suggests good nutritional and health practices. It also exposes many denatured foods and public poisons. I'm including a free copy with any order of superfoods sent out from our office over $25 in value, while supplies last. So please visit reallywell.com for these outstanding natural health information and these outstanding superfoods. And you can learn more about our program at holisticreality.com and find the archives of this program. I want to thank you for listening. Have a great day. Now is the time to move with purpose. It is time to understand. I have lost the studio, so I'm unable to play any music at the end. So let me bid you adieu and look forward to another program in the future. Have a great day.